In this video, we are talking about a very important step in building a local chaplain practice. At first, many chaplain ministries begin with one person. One chaplain feels called. One chaplain starts showing up. One chaplain begins praying, listening, visiting, encouraging, and serving. That is often how ministry begins. But if the ministry is real, consistent, and helpful, something usually happens. Needs increase, relationships grow, more people begin asking for care, more situations arise than one person can wisely carry alone. That is when a chaplain must begin thinking not only about personal service, but about multiplication. A healthy chaplain practice does not always stay a one-person effort. Over time, it may grow into a ministry team. This does not mean building something flashy. It does not mean creating titles for the sake of titles. It means asking a practical ministry question. How can this work grow in a way that is faithful, accountable, and sustainable? First, understand that multiplying care begins with clarity. If your chaplain practice is unclear, adding more people will not strengthen it. It will only spread confusion. So before building a team, be clear about your ministry purpose. Who are you serving? What kind of care are you offering? What is your setting? What are your boundaries? Who oversees this work? A church-based chaplain practice may serve shut-ins, grieving families, local crisis needs, hospital visits, or community care connections. A soul center-based chaplain practice may serve a neighborhood, a support community, a local outreach network, or a specific people group. In each case, the team must know what the ministry is and what it is not. Second, begin with helpers before you begin with leaders. Not everyone needs to become a chaplain right away. Some people may begin by helping with prayer support, follow-up calls, hospitality, transportation, event coordination, intake, encouragement, record keeping, or practical ministry support. These are not SML roles. They help build real ministry structure. A wise chaplain practice learns how to welcome service at different levels. Third, remember that trust grows slowly. Do not rush people into sensitive care roles just because they are eager. Faithfulness matters more than speed. You want people who are spiritually steady, teachable, respectful, and able to work within boundaries. A growing chaplain practice should not become chaotic. It should become more stable. This is where local church connection or soul center structure matters so much. When ministry grows under prayer, blessing, oversight, and shared purpose, it becomes stronger. When it grows without structure, it becomes fragile. Fourth, think in layers of involvement. Some people will be prayer partners. Some will be practical volunteers. Some may become ministry assistants. Some may eventually pursue chaplain training and specialization. That is healthy multiplication. Not everyone serves the same way. Not everyone carries the same responsibility, but many people can take part in the work. This reflects a biblical vision of ministry. The body of Christ is not made of one member only. Different people bring different gifts. And when those gifts are ordered in love, care multiplies. Fifth, keep the ministry human, local, and relational. A ministry team is not just a staffing plan. It is a community of embodied souls serving other embodied souls. People need prayer. People need presence. People need wise listening. People need consistency. And people need ministry that does not collapse because everything depends on one exhausted person. That is one reason teams matter. Here is one common mistake. A chaplain gets overwhelmed, then starts informally asking random people to help without training, role clarity, or oversight. That may feel practical in the moment, but it can create confusion, broken trust, and even harm. A better path is simple and prayerful. Start with clear purpose, add helpers slowly, define roles carefully, build trust over time, raise people up in a way that matches their maturity and calling. When you do that, your chaplain practice begins to grow from a personal effort into a lasting local ministry, and that is often part of God's design. Faithful care multiplies. A licensed chaplain practice should not only ask, "How can I serve well?" It should also ask, "How can this ministry become strong enough to bless more people over time?" That is how one chaplain can become the beginning of a ministry team.